Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you. We bless you. We praise you, Father, for all of your goodness and your kindness unto us. Father God, as we rise and shine on this brand new day that you have made, you have created, it's all you. None of us, Father, none of us woke ourselves up this morning because we do not have the ability to do so. But we thank you that you did. And we thank you for one more day to serve in your kingdom. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father. And we, as we embrace the gifts of this brand new spanking day, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the word going forth. Thank you, Father, for your anointing. Thank you for trusting us, Father, to serve you in a spirit of humility and submission. Father, faith, love, and obedience. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to be not just a hearer only, but a doer of the word. And we say thank you. To you be glorified and to you be magnified, Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church saying, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership. Where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is the Lord. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, and we definitely want to greet each and every one of you for being here with us on today. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Enjoy the breakfast feast. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We have been looking at prayer in every dynamic. Amen. Over the last few weeks, we have come to you, and the subject of prayer power has been presented. And every angle, every dynamic, amen. So you can't miss it, amen. If you were strong over here, amen. The Lord, amen, presented it another way, amen. Where maybe you're not as strong in one area as you are in the other, amen. And God is concerned about our whole being, not just one part of us. Amen. Because the Bible tells us that it is his desire for us to prosper as our soul prospers. See? So God wants you to prosper. Amen. Mentally, physically, spiritually. Amen. In your soul. Amen. In your money. Amen. In your relationships. See, God wants you whole. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Glory be to God. See, God just don't come in half, you know what I mean, just hitting it from one angle. See, that's what we do, because we are limited in our thinking, but we're only limited in our thinking when we choose to be limited in our thinking. Amen. Okay. Give me one second. I want you to write this scripture down. Okay. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, verse number 23. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. And it reads like this. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray your whole spirit, okay, somebody underline the word spirit, and soul, underline the word soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So here we see right here, spirit, soul, and body. God is just not concerned about your spirit. Glory be to God. Your born again, regenerated spirit. See, he's just not just concerned about that. Because what good if your spirit is rich and your body is poor? Or your spirit is whole, but your body is sick. Or your soul is in pain. Or your soul, you know, I mean, your spirit, amen, is in one shape and your soul is in another shape. Now, come on, that's conflicting. That's not peace. That's not prosperity. And hear me out. That's not God. God is concerned about all of you. See, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Isn't he a good God? Amen and amen and amen. And so we bless the Lord. And so we have been looking at it, glory be to God, beloved, that if your self-esteem is low, you cannot be an effective prayer warrior. Your self-esteem, amen, is based on you're looking at how you see yourself. When we talk about self-esteem, the image you see of you. Okay. Glory be to God. And so we have to, amen, begin to see ourselves the way that God sees us. Now, we know this is called sanctification. Also, it's defined also in the definition of sanctification. And it doesn't happen overnight, because sanctification is a process. However, the process must begin, and the process began the day you gave your life to Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17 says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See? So right there, well, you say, well, how did everything become new? I still weigh 300 pounds. I'm still 5 feet five. Okay? I still got this mold on my face. What do you mean everything became new, Pastor? In the spirit moment, the moment you confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, amen, the miracle took place in the spirit. The adoption was certified that you was now God's child. See? But everything on the outside still looked the same. Not only did everything on the outside look the same, hey, you were still doing the same stuff. Most of us are still doing the same stuff. See? See, so the spirit was saved right away. The soul is in the process of being saved. This flesh will never be saved, but when we're walking in the spirit, beloved, we call the shots, or should be calling the shots, and telling our flesh what it's going to do, not the other way around. The sad part, beloved, in Christianity, especially in today's time, is that God's children are allowing their flesh to dictate the behavior and the level of obedience and submission, amen, to God. See? And then they want to get proud, you know, try to, you know, feel good about it. Well, let me say this. You can't feel good about sin. Glory be to God. Because partial obedience is disobedience. See? But when God looks at your heart and he sees you striving, he sees you striving. I mean, and see, because God knows if you're real or not. Only God knows. Okay? And thank God he knows. He sees the heart. We don't have to explain ourselves to God because he already knows. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So we have been looking, amen, at scriptures. Hopefully you've been following me and writing your declarations down, your confessions down. Amen. And so why am I giving this to you? So you can repeat them every day. So you can repeat them, amen, as you go along, washing the dishes, amen, waiting on Uber, amen, driving, whatever, meditating, amen. You meditating on the word. Look, you think about something anyway. Hopefully. Well, that's the sad part. Some people don't. Some people, like, they may sit down in their chair and they just let their mind go blank. They're not thinking about anything on purpose. Whatever the devil want to drop in, that's sad. And they'll tell you. They ain't ashamed to tell you, hey, what you doing? What you doing, Pastor? I ain't doing nothing. I don't, well, what's up? What's new? What's on your mind? Nothing. What? See, we speak so fast. The Bible tells us to be quick to hear, slow to speak. We speak too fast. But in our fast talking, we really revealing the truth. We ain't lying. See? Because you sitting there and you ain't thinking about nothing. So the devil, y'all heard your mama and grandmama, they told you, amen, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. It's the truth. See? So since you're not thinking about nothing, and I do encourage you to take breathers and take breaks during the day, especially us that are getting, you know, older in age. Well, all of us are getting older. All of us. Okay. But imagine this. You want to take a little break. You say, I'm just going to chill out here for the next hour. All right. So you're sitting in your living room chair, you know, laying on your bed, amen, whatever the case might be. All right. Sitting on your back porch in your backyard. Now, wouldn't it be beautiful, amen, that you intentionally, since you say I'm going to take an hour break, you ain't saying nothing, you just chilling, but you meditating. You ain't talking to nobody. Your body is being revitalized, your mind, your spirit, because now, when you know, you're staring out into space, but you're staring out with the scriptures on your mind. You're meditating. So instead of the devil flying by, dropping down whatever he want to drop down and deposit it in your mind, since it's empty at the moment, then fill it up with God's space and God's word, because God's word, amen, amen, fills all space and time. So, beloved, we have to develop new habits and new ways of doing things, but we have to be intentional with it. See, because it's God with you. God is for you. God is above you, but God is also in you. Jesus said, I am with you. So that means, beloved, that there is a part that we have to play. We work the word. We work it. Faith without works is dead. We just don't sit back, amen, and wait for something to happen. But we find out, beloved, amen, when we work the word, amen, something is happening. Amen. So we've been building up our self-esteem, okay? Now, I want you today look at John 14 and read a couple verses here. St. John chapter 14, and I'm going to start reading in verse 14, John 14, 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. What a beautiful scripture. I say that. I don't care what any scripture I read from Genesis to the Revelation, y'all going to hear me say it's beautiful. Because God's word is spirit. He said the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. You ought to feel something when God's word is spoken. You ought to feel something. When's the last time you sat down and ate a good meal? Maybe you fixed it. Maybe you was out in a restaurant, so somebody fixed it for you, whatever. And, you know, you ate one of them meals and had you licking your lips. Boy, you were so happy. You were smiling. You were so content. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And you know what I mean? You don't need no more right now. Because you don't want to get greedy. You might take a plate home, but, you know, you're just happy. That's what God's words ought to do for you. When you hear it, you ought to be content, satisfied, feeding your soul. Amen. So from that portion of scripture, beloved, amen, and this is our confession today, our declaration, because it's going to build up your self-esteem to help you become a better prayer intercessor. What is that, Pastor? Here we go. You ready? Here it is. The Holy Spirit is my helper. The Holy Spirit is my helper. I am never alone. I have the peace of God. We're going to focus here just on the one part. Amen. And then, amen, Lord's willing, amen, come back at another time and focus on, amen, the peace of God, amen. But the Holy Spirit is my helper, and I am never alone. The devil can't whisper in my ear, you know, you're trying to do the will of God, you're trying to do the work of God, you're trying to be faithful, amen, even on the days you don't feel like it, you're pressing in, and the devil want to stop by or send a memo, amen, and make you think you by yourself. You by yourself. Don't nobody care nothing about you. Huh? They don't love you. They just talking. See? They don't love you. God don't love you either. Because if God loved you, why would you be going through this? Huh? If God loved you, why would you be suffering like this? Huh? If God loved you, amen, wouldn't you have some more money? Amen. If God loved you. When your marriage be happier, if God love you, why you single? If God love you, why you in the hood? If God, what? See? And see what happened, beloved, if you're not rooted and grounded in the world, in the word, and the devil speaking to you, amen, and that's why the Bible says watch and pray, and you looking around, amen, and then you say, hey, wait a minute, maybe the devil right. I'm praying for this person to be healed, and I'm kind of sick myself. I'm praying for this person to get a financial blessing. God knows I need me some money like yesterday. Huh? See, if we ain't careful, see, we start looking around, amen, and saying, well, maybe it's some truth in this. And so now it's watering down your faith. So if it's watering down your faith, it's watering down your prayer life. Because you can't pray without faith. You see how the devil try to get you any kind of way? If the devil can't get you straight up, he just come to you, amen, from another angle. He don't care. He ain't partial. He ain't insulted, amen, if he didn't get through the first time with you. He just going to come back another time and come back. He's smart enough to come back a different way. But when your armor is on, you're protected at all degrees. When the armor of God is on, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith, praying always in the spirit, you protect it at every angle. He can't get to you. But you notice when people talk about their spiritual armor, they normally leave that last part out. They'll talk about the helmet. They'll talk about the breastplate. They'll talk about the belt. They'll talk about the shoes. They'll talk about the shield. And they talk about the sword. But the scripture doesn't stop there. It says, in praying always in the spirit. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. In the spirit, baby. Later for them fleshly prayers. That's for babies. That's for babies. People just born again. Come on. You've been walking this way for how long? And you praying those fleshy prayers, those quick prayers, and watered down prayers, those drive-by prayers? What's a drive-by prayer, Pastor? Hey, Lord, I was just in your neighborhood. How you doing? Hey, could you drop some money in my bank account today? Got to go. Beloved, when Jesus says we can ask for anything, we must remember that our asking must be in his name. That is, we must act according to God's character and God's will. God will not grant requests contrary to his nature or his will. I think we spoke about that a little bit on yesterday. Pull up the replay. And we cannot use his name as a magic formula to fulfill our selfish desires. Oh, just name it and claim it, baby. Grab it and blab it. You blab it and grab it. Nah, not in God's kingdom. Oh, I know it sounds good and we say it. But no, it has to be according to God's will. See, you can't name and claim everything in God. You can name and claim it. That don't mean you're going to get it. If we are sincerely following God and seeking to do his will, then our requests will be in line with what he wants. And he will grant them. We ask for what we want, and he grants it. we ain't grant nothing. I thought that was important to reiterate that the Lord's going to do it. So Jesus, amen, is telling us, beloved, amen, hallelujah. So don't be afraid to come. Come in prayer. Amen. Know that he has already given you permission to come. Matter of fact, and I believe it's in Hebrews, it tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace. Come on with your head up. Come in here skipping. Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our sister shared that song with me, and I've been playing it every day. I think that is so beautiful because it's just my testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up. Glory be to God. But he encouraged the disciples, glory be to God, when Jesus, after Jesus' work was done, it could have been a long work. It could have been a short work. It all depends on how you see things. Jesus was here on earth for 33 and a half years. Some people see 33 and a half years as long. Some people see 33 and a half years as short. So if you're talking to somebody and you say, well, oh, yeah, I've been married for 33 years. The first thing they're going to say, ooh, what a blessing. That's a long time. But if you tell somebody that somebody died when they was 33, then they say, oh, so young, so short. So you see how we look at things, amen, differently? Glory be to God. But Jesus, amen, he had encouraged his disciples, amen, that he was going to be leaving. See, yet I'm leaving, but I'm going to still be with you. Ah, come on, somebody needs to get happy on that one. I'm leaving, but I'm still going to be with you. You might say, well, wait a minute. Now, we sounded like Mary now when the angel showed up with Mary and asked Mary and told Mary that she was going to give birth to Jesus. She said, okay, no problem, but how could this be? And so I'm sure the disciples had the same question. Wait a minute, how can this be? How are you going to be leaving us, Jesus, and still be with us? The advocate, the Spirit of God himself would come after Jesus was gone. Why did God send the Spirit of God, his Holy Spirit? Why did God release the Holy Spirit? See, I want you to write these words down real quick. Amen. To comfort. Anybody need some comfort in the house? You ain't got to be embarrassed to say you need some comfort. Let the truth be told. Huh? The Holy Spirit was sent to comfort, to encourage. Anybody need any encouragement in the house? Shoot. Don't get me started. We all can use some encouragement. I don't care what you got going or think you got going or look like you got going. All of us need some encouragement. To guide. Anybody know where they're going? Heck to the no, because you would have been there by now. See? But the Holy Spirit comes to guide and to intercede for us. That's why, amen, the Holy Spirit came. The regenerating power of the Spirit came on the disciples just before Jesus' ascension back into heaven. And the Spirit was poured out on all believers on the day of Pentecost. Remember the days of Pentecost in the book of Acts, chapter number 2? I'm sure that was an awesome experience. See, all this happened when? When Jesus, amen, his ascension back into heaven. Beloved, the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God within us. All believers, he lives in you. That's why you got to be careful how you keep house. Glory be to God. Helping us live as God wants. We can't live like God wants us to live in our natural ability. We are incapable. It's a supernatural experience. So the Holy Spirit comes to help us. He puts his super on our natural so we can make it happen. And also building Christ's church on earth. By the way, which is the only reason you are alive today. Because God could have saved you and took you straight home to heaven, but he chose to leave you behind here for all these years and all these months. Not for you to sit around and watch Netflix all day. But he left you here, amen, so you could build his church, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And so, beloved, by faith, we have access to this power each day. So how are you going to be lonely? See, you need to know this so the next time that devil try to drop that in your ear when you are having a challenging day, you're having a moment, your hormones acting up, you're going through something emotional, mental, all right, so sometimes we hit these places, okay, all right, and you shouldn't stay there, amen. Your time there should be shorter and shorter with each occurrence, by the way. But the next time the devil try to drop by, to give you a sorry memo, You can rebuke him. You can rebuke him. Tell that boy, amen, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I don't want to hear that. Satan, I ain't listening to you. And not only will he try to convince you that you are alone. Let me say this. So let's look at a single to bring a point here. And we can use this in different avenues for the sake of time, though. All right. So say you have a single woman, a single man. Okay. And the devil trying to convince you, you're alone because you don't have a spouse. You're alone. Okay. Guess what? The devil talking to married folks, too. I'm telling them they're alone. I don't know which one is worse. Because he lying from the left and from the right. You got married folks. Been married for a long time, too. Feeling alone. You can be, let me tell you something, when that lying spirit is among you, you can be in a room with a crowd of people, a theater. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people. And still feel alone. See, because it's that's something internal. It's internal. Something on the inside. Come on, y'all. And so when you have to overcome this. How do you overcome this spirit of loneliness? Because it's rampant. That's why you got folks committing suicide and doing other stuff. Huh? Why? Because they have believed the lie that they are alone. You might as well do this. Hey, why not? See? And so because of that, you got fears that comes in and all this other, the door is now open for, see, let me tell you something about accepting one of the devil's lies. When you accept one of the devil's lies, you open the doors, amen, for all of them to come in. Now you accept the devil's lie, amen, that you are alone. So now you're opening the door for fear. And ain't no telling when that door open, amen, they all the roaches coming in. All the roaches coming in. So the next time that devil, because he might be talking to some of you right now while I'm talking to you, which really ties back to our message on yesterday, whose voice you listening to. The devil, y'all seen the illustrations, amen, they show the devil whispering on one side of your ear and the Holy Spirit on the other. And that's normally true in life because we can choose, amen, which way we're going to go. But who are you listening to? And if we really tell the truth, most of us listen to the devil more than we listen to God by natural default because we lean into the flesh more than we lean into the spirit. When you lean to the flesh, you're listening to the devil. When you lean to the spirit, you're walking with God. We walk by faith and not by sight. So let me help you level up today. The next time that devil come to you and try to make you think, got you crying, got you all depressed, got you acting crazy because you think you are alone, amen, you pull the scripture out. Pull the scripture out, St. John chapter number 14, verses 14 and 18, and read it. Matter of fact, read it out loud because you want the devil to hear it. Oh, the word is a defense. You want the devil to hear it. See, I'm putting up my gates. I'm closing my gates today. Huh? And open your mouth, amen, and say it. You want to say it aloud for two reasons. Number one, you want the devil to hear you. Number two, you need to hear it. And you need to keep saying it till you believe it. Because you really might not believe it in the beginning. And that's okay. Because you're moving from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Say it anyhow. Say these confessions anyhow. Why? Because your faith will rise to the level of your confession. All right. And so if you go around saying, you know, I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm exceeding well. I'm rich. All my bills is paid. Keep talking like that. Keep talking like that. Lo and behold, it ain't going to be long either. I don't care how much debt you in. I don't care how much money you don't got. I'm just using that as an example. You're going to be rich. And all your bills going to be paid and you're going to be rich. How that happened? Amen. Because my faith rose to the level of my confession. See, you don't confess what you see. Because you'll never make any confessions. You confess what you don't see. And you will see what you don't see. Ah, my God, Suki Suki. All right, here's your confession again. Here's your confession. Okay? The Holy Spirit is my helper. I am never alone. You got that? Because the devil going to try to wear you out, especially when you're going to pray. You done made up your mind, you know what, I'm just going to pray about it. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to pray for this person. Right when you get ready to bust a move. Right when you get ready to bust a move, say, I'm going to go in here. I'm going to go to the altar. I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus. And that's when the devil going to try to, amen, to bust his move. What's the use? Ain't no use. Just come on. You was going the right way. Come on. Come on. I got something I want to give you. I want to show you something. Only three ways the devil get in. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. And the pride of life. The devil said, wait a minute. You ain't got to do that. Shoot. Come on. You need to be pacified right now. All right, baby. Don't worry about it. Baby girl. Let me show you this. Ooh. It look good. Yeah. Don't it, Eve? Take a bite. Not only do it look good, it tastes good too. Sister Eve, girl. Huh? And you're going to feel much better about this thing, too. Sister Eve, girl. The whole world up. Let me tell you something. When you keep listening to the devil, he's going to mess your whole world up, too. Because he cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. And he don't play fair. Open your mouth and tell the devil. Don't be afraid to talk to the devil. He can't do nothing but squirm. Open your mouth and tell the devil, the Holy Spirit is my helper. The Holy Spirit is my helper. I didn't say the president. I didn't say that billionaire. I didn't say that millionaire. I didn't say this person, the governor. I didn't say nobody. My mama, I didn't say my spouse was my helper. I said the Holy Spirit is my helper. Because the Holy Spirit is God. We know, amen, which we're going to be teaching on that soon. Amen. God, the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God with three personalities. And when you talk to the devil like that, it's going to give you the confidence that you need to keep going. It's going to give you the faith that you need, the confidence that you need to keep serving. Amen. Serving at the level that you're in, allowing God, amen, hallelujah, to promote you. Amen. And for you to grow up. And guess what? It's going to give you a little swagger, a little posture, and it's going to back him off. He ain't going to keep coming to you with that. When that spirit of loneliness fall on you and you want to hit the devil with a word and tell the devil back up, the Lord is my helper. He can't handle that. We trying to handle it. He definitely can't handle it. He ain't going to keep coming to you. Now, he might try to come to you with something else. But he ain't going to hit you in that area because the door is closed. Baby, you got to believe. You got to believe. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Do you believe? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, forgive us. Forgive us, Father. We know better. God, we believe. Help our unbelief. Not only, Father God, are we never alone because the Holy Spirit lives in us. What about the host of angels that's around us? What about that? Oh, Father God, Father God, Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for building up our self-esteem, Father God, that we may be dangerous in your kingdom. Woo, thank you for fueling us, Father God, hallelujah, that we will be equipped and ready to go forward. No turning back. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. And to God be praise, God be glory, and God be honor. Whoo, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. That was a good word. I say that's a good word. I ain't bragging. I'm telling the Holy Ghost that was a good word. I ain't do nothing but open my mouth. That was a good word. See, because when God lives in you, like how I'm serving this morning, amen, the Holy Spirit is just speaking through me. He's just using me. He's just talking through me. Sometimes somebody might come back to me and ask me a question about the message, amen, and I got to say, wait a minute, what you talking about? I got to go back to the replay. I have to go back and listen to the replay to see what the Holy Spirit said while I was ministering. Ooh, that was a good word. Why? Because my soul is satisfied. Exhaling on that one. That was a good word. Okay, in form of announcements. Okay, we have two birthdays this month. Amen. We have our sister Joanne Thurman, whose birthday is tomorrow. We want to open up the prayer line on tomorrow. Amen. For two reasons. We want to acknowledge our minister Thurman's birthday, and we also want some testimonies. Somebody got to be close up on something right about now. It don't have to be nothing all spectacular. Glory be to God. Amen. It could be, you know, whatever. Like if he woke you up this morning, that's a testimony. Amen. We have our sister Joanne Brothers, amen, who has a birthday next week. Amen. So since it's like a few days apart, we have do two separate celebrations. All right. So tomorrow we're going to do something different, Lord's willing. Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm always open for whatever God wants to do. Always open for whatever God wants to do. Okay. All right. So this is it for today. We'll be back at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing. Amen. At the altar of prayer. We're going to pray. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is praying in us and through us. And we're going to let God have his way. Amen. And then enjoy. This is our Friday night off. Amen. Every other Friday night. Amen. So have some fun tonight. Amen. Do something holy. Amen. Chill out tonight. Whatever you do, amen, just keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. And you're going to be okay. Amen. And to God be praised. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. They will not take root. They will not prosper. And they most definitely will not, shall not come to pass. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. And we magnify you. We seal this service, Father, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Today is offering day, Father God. Those who follow this ministry know it. Thank you for those, Father God, who support this ministry financially. Thank you for them, Father. Thank you. Thank you for returning the blessing, Father. The seed, your seed is incorruptible, so it will always bring forth. We say thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. and the Lord of Lords. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day. And remember, you are never alone. Never alone. So watch what you do and watch what you say, because you're never alone. That means somebody looking and somebody listening. Amen. You love you, love you, love you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Alfreda, signing out.
Just don't be me. I'm never.